This is GQDN for Thursday, April 17th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. And don't forget to look for Westworthy. It's really good stuff. Yes, it is. And it's still 50 bucks. Go get it. It's really good stuff. Really good. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Final Fantasy VII Rebirth news to discuss, some Switch 2 things to talk about, and of course, Mario Kart World. But today we'll begin with Discord. According to The Verge, Discord will be verifying some of the users' ages with some ID and facial scans. So, since they are preventing some users from accessing some sensitive content, unless they allow the platform to verify the age by scanning their face or ID, the new age verification process will be described as an experiment by Discord. And right now, it is being trialed in the United Kingdom and Australia in response to the laws that they have there. The new face and ID scanning requirements only apply to Discord users who have not verified their age on the platform. Discord did state that this is a one-time process and it will be triggered in two situations. And that goes to where any questionable photos that are flagged by the Discord's media filter, or when the user is trying to change the filter control settings to prevent the content from being blurred or blocked. And there are some channels on Discord that will do that. We know that a lot of video games, they like us, do use Discord in order to do shows, play video games, and other stuff. So I bet Nintendo's got Discord too. Mario Kart World is going to be 80 bucks. And a former PlayStation boss defended that decision. GameSpot did say that, and they were saying that Shuhei Yoshida was talking about the game itself. And they were surprised to see that Nintendo would go that high price, but he defended the decision to do so. So Yoshida was talking to the Easy Allies podcast, and he said, quote, "The price of software was a surprise. I wasn't anticipating," end quote. But he did go on to say that the people expecting games will stay locked at 70 bucks, despite the rising development costs and larger scopes that could pace the music. Now, the article did go on to how much some of the games would cost, like Legends of Zelda for $70, and how the Switch 2 could be priced at 450 to 500 bucks, depending on whether or not you get Mario Kart World with it or not. But we shall see what happens. Now, talking about Mario Kart World, both GameSpot and GamesRadar will be talking about this, because there are some things that were found there, such as a battle mode and how you would switch modes going from battle mode to the open world mode. They also said there'll be, quote, hundreds, end quote, of missions that the players could they complete. So if a player does mess up, they can rewind and try again. So go try it. There are also some new outfits. And there's posting did arrive. And Genki did post a render of one of the Peach new outfits, where she does wear shorts. And there's some latex to Pauline's outfits as well. And Wario's, you know, that guy in yellow, also has a skin-tight outfit. So there are some new outfits coming. By the way, you can find some food bags, and they will have some burgers, pizzas, and kebabs, so you can eat. Yeah, robots can't eat, though. Okay, maybe they're not robots, but Cyberpunk 2077, the Ultimate Edition, has been found out that they've been in development by WCCF Tech for about a few weeks now, and that's according to the development team. CD Projekt Red was talking to Eurogamer on the technical design. They have been working passionately on the Nintendo Switch 2 port, for the game for more than several weeks. But the misunderstanding was arising because the build that had been showcased was finalized 7 weeks before it first showed up. Now, no one knows if there are going to be other games that will be upgraded before the Switch 2 comes out. WCCF Tech was talking about The Witcher 3, but we shall see about that one. They were also talking about Zelda, because the Switch 2 editions of both Zelda games will not support cloud saves. Eurogamer was talking about that too. And they were saying that both Zelda The Breath of the Wild and Zelda Tears of the Kingdom will not be supported. In fact, there's a disclaimer that read, quote, "Please note, this software does not support the Nintendo Switch Online paid memberships, save data cloud backup feature," end quote. Now, will that matter at all? Or will they decide to put some cloud saves to it? We'll see. I'll leave you with this one. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth may get some new playable characters on PC. WCCF Tech said that, and there was a video that was shared on YouTube by D3ED Nier that does show the Turks Rino and Rude that was controlled by the player, complete with all of their abilities in the boss battles. So, could there be others? We shall see. They already did Sephiroth and Zack. We'll see what happens, and we'll keep you informed. But no show tomorrow, and no show for Saturday. So everybody, this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Enjoy your Easter. Thank you.